is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, April 22nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today, I have Aaron Gray with me, and we are going to have an open line Monday. But with that open line Monday, of course, I have one or two things I want to put out, that I want to hash out. And of course, Aaron tends to help me with that. What is trending today? What is trending today is garbage. Garbage is trending today. Lyndon Maycock, who headed the CARIFTA games for the Bahamas, represented the Bahamas, told the Auditor General, I think that's a constitutional position, I'm almost sure that's a constitutional position, that his entire report is garbage. And even though it's his responsibility, the minister said, he ain't answering stupidness. I quote him, mind you, I quote these words to him, is garbage and stupidness. Imagine a government official talking to the public, to the Auditor General, even if an MP bold enough to say that in Parliament. Man, that's garbage. Whatever you produce there is garbage. And I don't talk and respond to stupidness. Someone got to resign, man. I think, just me, Lyndon Maycock may need a vacation. Just a break. So he can understand that the Auditor General report can't be garbage. Because I'm paying him to do that audit. And if you take my audit, it's garbage. I got to respond in kind and say, I think you's garbage. And you got to move. But that's just me. That's just me. I don't know if I can say that. I can't say it online. I didn't say it.
I mean, you've already said it.
Okay.
I would have said it differently.
How would you have said it differently? No, I wouldn't say that first before you read that.
Let me tell you how I would have said it.
Yeah, how would you have said it?
I would have said, sir, under the present constitution, Bahamas Independence Order 1973, July 10th, 1973, the posts and duties of the Auditor General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas are specifically defined in section 136. Establishment of the office and function of the Auditor General. One, constitutionally appointed. Two, mandated to audit at least once per year. Ministries, departments. Three, not subject to direction or control of any authority. Four, submits report to the Speaker of the House of Assembly. Five, may not be removed except for inability to discharge his duties. Six, if he is to be removed, by an appointed tribunal who must show cause. The authority under which the Auditor General, duties of the Auditor General. The authority under which the Auditor General and his staff operate are defined in the Financial Administration and Audit Act 1973/2010 and the Financial Regulations 1975, Section 29. The Auditor General shall examine and inquire into and audit the accounts of all accounting officers and principal receivers of revenue and all persons entrusted with collection, receipt, custody, or disposal of public monies or public stores. The Auditor General shall satisfy himself, one, that all reasonable precautions have been taken to safeguard the collection of public monies and that the laws, directions, and instructions relating thereto have been duly observed. Two, that all issues and payments are made in accordance with proper authority, that all payments are properly chargeable and are supported by sufficient amount of payment. Three, that all public money expended or charged to an appropriation account is applied to the purposes for which the grants made by the House of Assembly are intended to provide and that the expenditure conforms to the authority which governs it. Then I would pause right there and then I would say to him, I'm reading from the Government of the Bahamas' official website on the page for the Office of the Auditor General titled History. That's what I would say to him. In response. That's what I would say.
That's what you would say.
That's what I would say.
You'd say different.
I just say it differently than you did it.
Yeah. Right now, before I continue, because it looks like we need to have a tribunal to host this Auditor General. But I want to say this. I want to extend happy birthday to my friend Don and his twin Sharon. They're celebrating their birthday today on this April 26th. Happy birthday. And just go back. There are two ways to get rid of this Auditor General. One, besides writing garbage, right? Which is the inability to perform his duties. Because if you're saying that it's garbage, you're suggesting that he and his team is incompetent. They conclude that they're incompetent. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you need to make the case that we need to move the Auditor General for incompetence. Therefore, a tribunal up and running. And because Lyndon Maycock is a professional, he is an accountant, he is a CPA, he knows what garbage look like. He knows what incompetence look like, right? This is a blatant challenge. The whole team to Lyndon Maycock is garbage. It's a serious charge. And if it's garbage, he needs to take this further step now and challenge to say time for the Auditor General and his team to go because it is garbage. You can't just say it willy-nilly, especially when we have you on contract and you whatever it is. You just can't just say it, especially when you had opportunity to think about what you had to say. Like, this was an impromptu interview. This is the second interview. And he has determined, I chose, this is him, this is Lyndon Maycock, I chose not to report to respond to stupidness.
Let me read the article.
Read the article, dear.
I can be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I heard the news clip. Mm-hmm. I work with you plenty. Mm-hmm. I still don't believe this said this.
Let's read the article, then.
I want to read the article.
Let's read the article.
I told the producer to find a song for me.
What did you do with garbage?
No, it's called What a Mighty Precedent You Set. Oh. But it's sung in the tune of What a Mighty God We Serve.
Yes.
I mean, he said he couldn't find it.
One thing you do with garbage is you throw it away.
I see you got two calls there. Yeah,
after you read the article.
Headline, today's Guardian. CARIFTA committee chair calls audit, quote, garbage, close quotes. Lyndon Maycock, the certified public accountant who was chairman of the local organizing committee of the CARIFTA Games 2023, hosted by the Bahamas, said he did not seize the opportunity to respond to adverse findings contained in a draft report of the Auditor General on the financial management of that event because he viewed the audit as, quote, garbage.
It's garbage.
Quote, I wouldn't even dignify that and say that's an audit report, close quote.
Because it's garbage. Said.
Well, listen. Garbage. I remember when the minister responsible, the one who asked for the audit, said, well, like, why would you publish the report if we never actually responded to the questions you put to us?
He chose not to respond to
it. Well, maybe that's why what he saw was garbage, because he didn't put the information required.
The entire Auditor General integrity is online. We need the oath to Auditor General because it's garbage.
No, I don't. I'm not going to accept that. Please let me continue to read that.
Continue reading then. Then we go to Auditor General afterwards. Go ahead.
Quote, I wouldn't even dignify that and say that's an audit report, Maycock said. Quote, I called that a garbage report. Mm. I wouldn't even dignify it saying it was an audit report because it was not, close quotes. In that audit tabled in Parliament last Wednesday, the Auditor General, Terence Bastian, found that policies pertaining to the request for funds, purchasing and procurement and allocation of funds for the games were not adhered to, and there was a deficit of $829,821.37. Said the government initially budgeted an amount of $1 million for the CARIFTA Games. Maycock said the games were, quote, grossly under budgeted, close quote.
So that's why he had to go by seven times more? Because it's grossly under.
So you knew what the budget was?
Yeah. He didn't ask for no more money. Did he talk to his minister?
The government of the Bahamas was, quote, the government of the Bahamas was only acting in a capacity as a guarantor of the games. And so wherever there were any shortfalls of any monies, then the government would step in, close quotes, he said. Responding to a question from the Nassau Guardian, Maycock said the findings relating to the financial management of the games were, quote, totally incorrect, close quotes. He said acceptable procedures were followed, quote, absolutely to the T, close quote. After the audit was made public, Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell questioned whether the impacted entities had been given a chance to respond to the adverse findings before the final report.
I think you mean Mr. Lyndon Maycock.
Oh, you mean when the minister said, yes, they sent us a draft, but we never responded to it because we couldn't get answers from the people that we needed to question?
And then we found out that Lyndon Maycock gave a reason why he didn't respond. He thought it was garbage.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg confirmed that his ministry was sent the draft for audit Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg confirmed that his ministry was sent the draft audit for response, but said it never responded because it never received any answers from the local organizing committee, which had day-to-day operations of the games. Boleg was also largely dismissive of the Auditor General's findings and rejected the conclusion that the games went over budget. Asked by the Nassau Guardian why the LOC failed to provide answers, Maycock said, quote,
go ahead.
Because I don't respond to garbage, especially when you have no jurisdiction. When you have no jurisdiction to perform an audit, why would I respond to something
no
that
is stupid? No jurisdiction to even perform
would,
the audit.
Would you respond to something that is stupid, close quotes. But I remember the minister pointing out that he requested the audit.
No jurisdiction.
Hold on. The minister said that he requested the audit, and the government's website says that the Auditor General shall satisfy himself that all reasonable precautions have been taken to safeguard the collection of public monies and that the laws direct relating thereto have been duly observed. Two, that all issues and payments are made in accordance with proper authority, that all payments are properly chargeable and are supported by sufficient vouchers of proof of payment, that all public money, and three, that all public money expended or charged to an appropriation account is applied to the purposes for which the grants made by the House of Assembly are intended to provide, and that the expenditure conforms to the authority which governs it. The Auditor General's office must make an independent assessment of the efficiency and effectiveness of government spending, to an independent assessment of the fairness and the administration of government finances. Establishment of the office and function of the Auditor General, again, constitutionally appointed, mandated to audit at least once per year ministries and departments, not subject to direction or control of any authority, submits report to the Speaker of the House of Assembly, may not be removed except for inability to discharge his duties. If he is to be removed, it must be
no jurisdiction. Let's go to the caller's check. Caller, the report is garbage. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Now, the Prime Minister, who is the Minister of Finance, and Mr. Simon Wilson, who is the Financial Secretary, they need to make a statement on the integrity of the Auditor General.
We need to remove him. We need to have a tribunal.
Because if the, and Mr. Terence Bastian, of whom I know personally, is a man, and as an auditor and as an accountant, you only can go by what is presented before you. Okay, he was asked to do an audit, and he went in, given the information was given to him. This was not something that he went looking for, okay? And so for Mr. Maycock to make such a statement as that, it really makes the integrity of the Office of the Auditor General look really bad.
Maycock said he had no jurisdiction to even do the audit.
Mr. Prime Minister, or whoever has oversight, or who, you know, I the Auditor General's post is a constitutionally appointed post, right? And so a statement needs to be made to protect the integrity of the Auditor General. Okay. That is what I have to say on that today.
Thank you, caller.
The minister say that this report, the Auditor General, is just trying to sell you the PLP success in sport.
No, that's a headline. Don't read that.
No?
No, this headline, I'm just
you
saying,
need to find the article then. If he said.
No, the entity that posted, Mr. Nuri.
Okay, let's go to the next slide. You try to find that up. Government. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, thank
doing
you,
well.
Sir.
Listen to me. I don't know none of the gentlemen. I don't know Mr. Bell, Terrence Bell. I already heard of him. But this Maycock gentleman, he sounds like he wants to be put in an area. I better be careful.
Yes, sir.
He sounds like he is some family to the.
Yeah. No.
Long Island. That's what he does.
No. Listen.
Look where you going.
Listen.
Because he has no respect for the Auditor General. The man is doing such a good job all these years. How come all of a sudden now this man is garbage?
No, well,
no, he didn't say the man was garbage.
The report is garbage. The report is garbage.
Put it in an acute form.
He said the audit is garbage.
No. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
But they don't mean that. Let's be real. Let's be real with it.
Yeah, but remember, we can't put words in his mouth. That's why we're going to read exactly what is quoted. Right, but we're going to read exactly what is quoted in the paper.
Man, they got all them high remarks that Terrence Bell was getting. Like I
Bastion.
Said, I don't know none of the gentlemen. I only hear of Terrence Bell
Bastion.
On the news and different events.
The auditor general.
He seems like he knows what he's doing.
Yes, sir. His name is Bastion, Mr. Terrence Bastion is the current auditor general.
Yeah, Terrence Bastion. Okay. Yeah. He sounds like he knows. That's the gentleman who the former government that put on retirement for Levi.
No. I'm not sure. I when you said that, I thought you were you referencing the financial secretary, but don't watch nothing. The financial secretary went on leave during the FNM administration.
We're going to the next.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you.
We're going to the next call, but before that, let me read this text. It says, people like Mr. Lyndon Maycock fella should never hold a position in government. It's his right to disagree with the Auditor General report, but on what grounds is he rebutting? Tell him to table his evidence report to prove the Auditor General's wrong. This strategy of barking and using disparaging words against someone who is executing their duties is wrong and proving to me that Mr. Maycock and his team are incompetent and may have mismanaged public funds. Bring your proof, Maycock, or shut up. Okay, I can't,
say that. But here's what you could say, and include a note as to why you didn't feel the need to submit said data when it was requested.
Because he doesn't answer to garbage. But let's go to the next caller while you get that report.
That's okay. He doesn't have to answer to garbage, but he answers to a minister, and a minister is a part of a system that acknowledges this.
Don't think the minister thinks it's garbage, sir?
Did he say it?
No, not yet. Let's give him some time. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Hold on 1 minute. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm calling in connection with the report that is being read on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that anybody who is sensible should ask Mr. Maycock to resign, because the Auditor General all these years have been doing reports and for different governments, and it was never done this way. I mean, it was never looked at in this light. So why would he go on air to make his statement? I think that he should have this thing checked out properly before he tried to do anything to sort of discredit the Auditor General. After all, he was in this position for years. And the Auditor General was trained in London. So he's a good Auditor General. I think Maycock should resign.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, on the defense of Mr. Maycock, he's a CPA. He's a competent man. He just analyzed the report and said, that's garbage. It is what it is. I just say the next step now is to call a review or tribunal and get rid of the Auditor General.
You know how a teacher, when they mark your paper in red and then they put the little notes on the side?
In red?
I would like to see the notes on the side. I would like to see if the reason he called it garbage is because it was missing a whole bunch of information. And I wonder if he acknowledges that perhaps the information that is missing is information that he was obligated to provide but didn't.
I just had a flashback of my COB years. I wrote an essay, and the teacher circled an entire section on the essay, right? This is garbage. But she put the question back and said,
you have two callers on the line. We have a bit more of article to read.
Let's go, caller. Go ahead, pass the caller through. And you're from there. You can go read that. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, go in once. No, caller, you got to go.
Yeah, that's a
Let's
different
go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Caller, you there?
Caller, girl, went.
Producer, check that for me. Make sure I didn't hit the wrong button.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay, so finish read the article.
Another caller just popped in. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning to Mr. Newry.
Hey, good morning.
You're being very mischievous.
I try to be.
Yes,
sorry, forgive me.
The tribunal, get rid of the Auditor General.
I say get rid of him.
One silly remark made by somebody who don't understand the system.
No matter, CPA. You can't be dissing the CPA.
And I think personal syndicate, that is my personal friend. He's been my boss for many years. And I know he's qualified. I know what he's doing. And he has a very competent, qualified staff over there doing. Now, let me just, for the public's sake, tell you how an audit is done very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a system review. The accounting persons will tell you how that system works or how they function in that system. An audit program based on what you tell us, and then we're going to do an audit. And we only audit what you present to us. So for this man, who's supposed to be a CPA to carry on his manner, he's very, very disappointing, very unprofessional. He knows better than that, okay? So if we audit, we put, and I say, we, I used to be an auditor at Auditor General's Department for 23 and a half years. When we do an audit, it is based on information that we receive from you and based on what you guys do. So if you tell us you get three quotes to put to something and you only produce one quote, and you say, it's supposed to be three, you write a query, so you only had one quote. If you say you get three quotes, you go to the lowest quote, you go to the highest quote, you write a query based on that. Okay? That's mm-hmm. how the thing works. So the auditor general don't make up nothing. He lets them go and do the report himself. I mean, the audit himself. He sends a staff. He reviews that audit report with waking papers to support every piece of information that the auditor has presented to him. And all, you don't need a CPA to sign off. I keep trying to make it sound though the auditor general is not incompetent because they're not all CGAs or CPAs or CAs or chartered accountants. He ought to know. If he's an accountant, he ought to know before he got certified, he worked in an accounting firm. And 9 out of 10 times a day, you send them out to do audits, okay? And after you don't get your experience, you're certified. So the person who's doing the audit, there's not necessarily a CPA, but a CPA or a chartered accountant or a professional accountant who is registered in the Bahamas will sign off on that financial, those financials. You don't have to be a CPA or a CA to do the audit, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I just want to advise the public, because he's trying to suggest that people are qualified. And I dare him to challenge me on it. Sending him sick with me, John Finder. So I could teach him the administration and audit act so he can know how the things supposed to function and the regulations.
Mr. Pinder?
Doesn't know them.
The Mr. Mako said he didn't have no jurisdiction
if I
to do it.
I give you $100,000, you spend it, if you need money, give you money. You have to account for every dime that is spent from the government purse and every dime is collected. You must make sure it's brought to account. You don't spend the government money. Not like that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller then, Aaron. Get prepared to continue to read for me, please. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning, morning.
Yeah, the thing is about this, you know, Terrence grew up in the Grove, right? Right through Oxford Avenue. I know Terrence from how he's much older than me. You know, the thing is, if the text said that if the guy with the CPA, but I don't even care if you have a CPU, he should be able to document the BS that is that what he's saying. He just shouldn't be allowed to come in the airwaves and say something, right? But I'm sensing an unfreedom of the press. As far as expression of oneself, you know, we could sit, like I said, we always talk about the Constitution, but this doesn't exist because if you don't uphold it collectively, it does not exist. So now here you have a system, and basically, you know, I don't know anything about it. My first job is in accounting, and I was waking around people in the hotel, and so we would take an inventory of the liquors and the foods, etc., that you call, you have an actual and a potential. So when you take the inventory and you see what's missing, the money should be there, and then you deal with the expenditures, and then you know the cost or who's thieving. So you should, that should be hard to find. And like the gentleman said, the Auditor General does not put forward his own report. He only analyzes what's there. But what I really call the touch on is the fact that not because someone is a professional mean they cannot lie. You saw it during the pandemic when I was talking garbage, right? But this is not about me, because, you know, most people, they get, I was talking garbage, but everything I was saying was true. Now, what happened is, some talk show hosts are not capable of analyzing the truth when they hear it. You have some professionals come on the radio, and they say things that are not correct. And as a non-pundit, when you correct them, that means you're always incorrect. You don't know what you're saying. If I come on the radio and I said, since the implementation of cars, the diabetes has gone up. But that doesn't mean that diabetes is caused by driving car. But there's association in cause. So the same thing I was saying about vaccines. You had Mr. McCarthy came on the radio and say, men are saved lives. But what I'm saying is, express myself was the fact that you can go online and you can see adverse events post-vaccination from the 50s and you can make your conclusions from data, not versus what someone is saying that there's no evidence to suggest that vaccine is related to this. But there's association in cause. So the fact that someone is more educated, it doesn't mean that they're always correct. This is what slavery is. We have more educated people in the world today, and the world is a worse place than what it is. Everybody's running around, but God bless, and the world is still in a mess. Give thanks, man.
Thanks. Blessing. Aaron, let's continue reading that thing, and then we'll go to the callers again.
Okay, we're going to go back here. Asked by the Nassau Guardian why the LOC failed to provide answers, Maycock said, quote, because I don't respond to garbage, especially when you have no jurisdiction. When you have no jurisdiction to perform an audit, why would I respond to something that is stupid? Would you respond to something that is stupid? Close quotes. However, under the Constitution of the Bahamas, the Auditor General is independent and has a specific function to perform in assessing accountability regarding the expenditure of public funds. Maycock insisted that, quote, everything was done above board, close quotes, in terms of how the games and the funds expended were managed. Quote, everything was done properly. Everything was accounted for, close quotes, he claimed. Quote, those games were the best games ever in the history of the Carifta game. I just want to stick a pin. I knew they were going to say that.
Yeah, man.
I knew
they were going to say that.
I want you to say what you said earlier today.
What I said earlier today.
About removing who?
You got to remove the Auditor General.
You spelled
Auditor General.
LOC incorrectly.
LOC. Yeah. But LOC see, chair my point is, that's going to be the defense. We should spend 5 times more because this is the best Carifta games in the history of Carifta gaming.
Those games were the best games ever in the history of the Carifta games.
So don't care if you waste
money.
It was
the best games ever, and you know where that came from?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come from me. Mm-hmm. That came from the president of World. Is that Barranco? Sir Barranco?
Yeah.
No. He has a love affair with the Caribbean. We can't trust his words. It's the sand and the sea. He's mesmerized.
Would you, if you was the president and noticed that the host country spending extra money that you didn't ask them to spend, you'd say, man, it's the best game too, man. Look how much money you're spending.
Those games were the best games ever, and the games were profitable financially, and the games were profitable socially. Well, where is the profit?
Hmm.
The vendors
got profit.
He said that this was said in parentheses. If you say that, then you leave me to ask the questions. If it was the most profitable, the games were profitable financially and the games were profitable socially. Tell me where the financial profit
is.
It
was profitable and it was profitable socially.
Where is it?
Remember they said they bought some cars?
Tell me which vendor.
Remember they said they bought some
Hold
cars?
On, who bought cars?
The LOC.
LOC of what?
The games.
Carifta?
Yeah.
Bought cars for what?
They didn't say why. They said they bought cars that was not... In our first article, they bought cars.
I will go through my notes this evening.
Yeah, they bought cars.
And
that's someone made a profit. See? Profitable. Someone made a profit. They say, socially, I enjoyed myself.
I am so stunned.
I enjoyed myself.
I'm more stunned than when I read that... The Auditor General, this is from the article, Auditor General concluded the documents presented did not indicate that the 2023 Carifta Games Company Limited was registered correctly. Quote, furthermore, upon examining the registration documents, it became apparent that the organization is categorized as a company under the Companies Act 1992, as opposed to a company operating as a nonprofit organization, the report states.
Is that semantics or that's important?
I continue. The Carifta Games Company Limited was organized on September 2nd, 2022. According to the audit, the office is located at Bahamas Association of Athletics Associations. So the Carifta is within the BB. A local organizing committee was established under the portfolio of the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture to plan the games. The executive committee was appointed jointly by NACAC, North American, Central American, and the Caribbean Athletics Association, the ministry, and BAAAs. The audit sought to ascertain whether the activities of the Carifta Games were carried out in accordance with the relevant laws that govern its operations, and that the internal controls and accounting systems were adequate and operating efficiently and effectively.
Okay, let's go to the call. I actually just asked you to go to the column. Should we be concerned about the World Relay Games and expenditure and expense? Don't look at me like that. Just answer yes
I don't
no.
have an...
Should you be concerned?
Yes.
You should be concerned?
Oh, absolutely.
You have no matter of trust inside you.
Well, I do. I have a lot of trust inside me. I trust that the authorities will create manuals to be used for the operation of the activity. After reading this, I'm not sure that I can trust that those who are responsible for operating the activity understand that they're required to follow the rules.
Let's go to the cause. I see social media is up in arms saying that we are now important chiropractors And what are people them who's a massage and thing? Massage.
So the, some of the technical, like therapeutic medical staff.
Instead of using local talent. I don't think we'll import.
I mean, it is true.
It is true that we're important foreigners to do that instead of using...
Now, when you use the word foreigners, somebody may say these people are friends of the Bahamas, that these people have offered their services...
For free.
...multiple times.
For free, though.
I didn't say for free.
No, man.
I can't even say...
You can't say they're offering services and we have behemoths here who can do the job. And other people come and say they want housing and for kids. Anyway, let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have some music playing in the background.
Turn down your radio and go ahead.
Okay. Aaron, the song is Let Them Talk by Garnet Silk.
Ah. I see what you're doing. Okay.
On behalf of Mr. Bastian, the auditor, because Mr. Maycock seem to be talking out of his head and only talking about how the event was, but what we want to know is, what about the difference in the money? Because they say 1 plus 1 equals 2, 2 plus 2 equals 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a deficit of $800,000+, then who is going to get to make up that difference? Also, let's just go back because the LOC, I think, would have been in charge some in 2015 and 2016 when we had the Bahamas Carnival event, right?
Mm.
Oh, I can't confirm that.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, similar thing. What happened to all that money? What was overspent during the Bahamas Carnival? Did we ever get a report for those things?
I have to go in online and see if I can find it online.
You see, this is a similar occurrence, man.
Wait till they table the report for the independent secretary.
Justify the means, Aaron. Yeah. I don't care if we lose millions and millions of dollars.
Do you know how many people,
I had fun?
Do you know how many people I know who didn't make? I was going to talk about the state of healthcare in the Bahamas, but I changed my mind.
That's
I don't
okay.
want to get
That's
upset.
That's a different topic.
And no, it's not a different topic, but I don't want to talk about
I
don't want to
fun.
Talk about the number of people who have died, and we can't even get autopsies. We can't even get a determination of the cause of death.
The Bahamas needed a feel-good activity. Losing money didn't matter. Millions, that small stuff, man. We can afford it. We rich.
We can't afford it.
No? Go ahead, Cole, before you go.
Yeah, but an accounting report is only to account for money spent and money received and whatever the situation may be. That's what he should be focused on. Mm. If Mr. Bastian did his job to account for what happened with the monies, that's the only thing the Bahamian people should be concerned about, unless Mr. Maycock is going to make up the difference. We don't want, and if he can do that, we don't want no cryptocurrency and we don't want no funny transfer money. Just let's get the difference sorted out, right?
Thank you very much, Gordo.
Okay.
Let's go to the next. They did all kind of money from corporate Bahamas. I wonder if we took that in account. Because we get millions. Anyway, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Let's go to the next one. Go ahead. Producer Pastor went through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mary.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
I will be talking about this, the money, what happened to the two vehicles.
I tell you, Aaron, they bought cars.
I refuse. Let me tell you something. Corinne Mitchell told me, you're smart, but use your powers for good always. I refuse to accept that two vehicles were purchased.
I want to know who's driving them now.
For the purpose of Carifta 50. I refuse to accept that.
You see, they brand new cars or they used cars? Because if they're Japanese cars, I don't really mind, per se. But if they brand new, you know, I would say, what?
We have ministries with scores of cars available to the staff of the ministries. You telling me that two vehicles could not have been diverted from Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture for the use of staff at the Carifta Games?
But Aaron,
yes,
I wanted to say that the money is a part of it. The cars is another part of it, right? Now, we are told that the information was given to the Auditor General as to what was done, what monies was used for what everybody's positions were, and so on and so forth, because he doesn't know anything as to what's going on there. who gave the Auditor General the information that he used to come to the figures that he came to and was able to say that there was 100 persons working that had nothing to do with the games itself at all, and the cars and all these other stuff. So Mr. Bastian is saying the Auditor General is a liar.
No, Mr. Mr. Bastian is the Auditor General.
My bad.
Mr. Maycock is the chair of the LOC.
He's calling what the Auditor General gave out as trash. You understand me? And how is that professional? What type of professional person is he?
Well, technically, this is how our politicians tend to talk. This is our regular vernacular.
He's not a politician, so that is not accepted of him.
It's not accepted of politicians either. I want, cousin, while you here, maybe if you get to go, you know, I understand.
I can listen.
Do you, your listening public, do you all remember when the term garbage juice entered the common language in the Bahamas on social media a couple of years? It's a wave of people just using this term garbage juice as a slur. Was it pejorative? As a negative ascriber, that's the word. And I want you all to understand how quickly that language sort of matriculated up out of a social media space, out of a social space into a professional space, and how we must be very careful. We must be very careful how we use language and how we create language, because that language should never be used. Why would you use that type of language in a professional realm and in defense of yourself?
Exactly.
Or the entity that you are managing.
It just don't look good.
So, however, Aaron, you guys need to keep asking the question also. When it comes to the funds, ask where are the vehicles?
Yes, ma'am.
When will they be turned into Ministry of Finance?
Who driving
and
them?
When will somebody make an account for these vehicles or the funds collected from the...
T-shirt, if you need the T-shirt and the hat back, let me know because I'll give it back to you.
Exactly. So we need to look into all of that. Not just the report. Look into the items. And then I was hearing that there were items bought for the force that was not used, right. All these other stuff. We need to know what happened to all of these things.
There was
if we ain't going to have another Dorian stuff lying around here for years later, we can't have that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. We're about to take a commercial break, but before we take the commercial break, I want Aaron to read something for me that peeved me, but I need to ask what happened.
So we're going to transition.
I mean, people call still, but I need to have this out. It impacts me personally. So I said, let me do that. Go ahead, Aaron, for me, please.
All right. This is a story on page 3 of the Nassau Guardian, today's Nassau Guardian. Murder charges withdrawn against teens. Prosecutors on Friday withdrew murder charges against two teenagers charged with a double murder last month. The 16-year-old boys were remanded to the juvenile section of the prison after they were charged with the February 26 murders of Andrew Newry Jr. and Malik Seymour, who were gunned down outside a home on Faith Avenue. At the time, the matter was adjourned to July 1st for the presentation of a voluntary bill of indictment that would fast-track the matter to the Supreme Court for trial. However, the charges were withdrawn in compliance with a directive from the DPP's office.
A directive from where?
The DPP, that's the Director of Public Prosecution's Office. The teens were represented by K. Melvin Monroe.
Any explanation of why to the public, why the prosecution will tell them, no, we ain't prosecuting this no more?
No at all. And it's a little odd to me because I know I've read a number of examples and I've read the law and multiple laws where for some of the crimes or offenses listed, the attorney general, right, has a discretion. Oh, so for, say, having sex in public, right, for same-sex couples, like it was 7, 14, up to life imprisonment. However, the attorney general could exercise discretion on whether to bring the charge forward or not. I've never read, and I have to go and look at the law again now, but I've never seen an instance where the DPP's discretion. Now, it may not be discretion. The DPP may have sent down a legal note explaining the law.
Shouldn't the family be made aware of what happened? Say, well,
mean,
because of this, we're no longer pursuing it?
What do you mean the family weren't made aware?
Just, that's the whole statement there. Full stop. We're not longer pursuing it. A directive has gone out. Full stop. That's it.
I would say to the family to get a lawyer and to pursue.
The simple thing, this they work for the Bahamian people. All they got to do is explain to
us. Right, of course, but they didn't.
What is happening?
All they have to do is explain the reasons why the charges were withdrawn against the teens in a double murder case. Of course, they should do. They haven't. And maybe they will never, unless prompted or prodded. I don't think the average citizen may be able to get that answer, but the average citizen should employ a lawyer to figure out why the charges were dropped.
Or just wait until the next murder. Let's go to a break. Yeah? This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We shall be right back.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day.
What? Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them Crime Bahamas. Up. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami. So nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Elaine, you hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. But how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance?
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we got to do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and I'm your host for today. Aaron Green is joining me as we have an open line, but we're talking about two or three things that is in the news. I'm not sure, Aaron, if you saw social media. Social media is lit of violence that happened over the weekend. Yeah. I mean, it was unordinary.
In the earlier hour, that a policing strategy, in this instance, specific to post-event policing.
We had two major events this weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of drinking apparently was involved,
right? Tons of drinking.
And we can't have this continue. If events like that is going to be happening again in the future, police need to do some more policing.
Absolutely. See, this is a job, right? People train, they get certified to figure out how to do this for each particular event, each particular venue, each particular community that the venue is in. So they determine the best way to effectively and efficiently move people away from the venue and back out to their homes or wherever they go, right? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And how to move people out. It requires a coordinated strategy. It requires officers on duty.
They know, in uniform, with lights.
They know where they're supposed to be, right? Their presence is continually seen. You need officers on loudspeakers every 4 minutes reminding people, go to your cars. This is not a post-concert party. You need to get in your cars. You need to leave. Then you need to have officers posted at each exit of the event to breathalyze people to ensure that they can drive. But for the convenience and comfort of people, you organize with the Bahamas Taxi Union and all of these new rideshare companies once they have the proper insurance to operate these services, that alternate transportation is available for people who will have their keys removed from them. And they could return to the nearest police station to pick up their keys and get a drop off to their car after the event. Or you breathalyze the passenger, and the passenger says, I didn't have anything to drink. I can drive the vehicle, ensure that they're on the insurance, and let them go. But this is an actual job. I mean, this is a thing that people do.
But event organizers has a duty of care to their patrons.
Yeah.
And clearly, the event organizers appear to have neglected that responsibility.
I would go as far as to say, let's take it out of the realm of malfeasance, like they were aware of the full scope of their duty of care, and they ignored it, and put it in the realm of it's unlawful scope of the duty of care due to the lax operation in the space. And now that they are aware of what the risks are, that they are encouraged by the Royal Bahamas Police Force to collaborate with them to devise and deploy strategies.
Let's talk Rasta. You get that article still?
Yeah, I have it right here.
The law that is being suggested by the government is simple. They're going to legalize medical marijuana. They're going to decriminalize certain amount of marijuana which you have on you. That means you don't go into jail, right?
You're still going to get charged.
You're still going to get charged, but you ain't going to jail. That's what decriminalizing means. You still can get charged, but you won't go into jail. That's for a certain amount of marijuana. Then they're going to allow one particular religion at this present time. People are lobbying, saying they want to be inclusive of it. But one particular religious group to have permission to use marijuana during their sacrament must be held in the camp. They ready? Outline it. They ain't say you could do it at home.
At the temple.
The temple's in the camp now.
Right, but in the temple,
it's in the camp.
It's specific.
Yeah, in the camp.
It may be in the camp, but that means that people who are consuming outside of the temple but still in the camp are also at risk.
Yeah, but they don't
go in
the camp.
You can't just be in the temple. It has to be a part of a religious ceremony. So you can't just say on a Thursday night, I like to do Bible study by myself. I go to the temple. I prepare a chalice. It has to be a part of a service.
And it says that you are unable to have any plant in your home separate from that worship. Or say, if you're for medical marijuana people, and if you're sick, you cannot have your own supply growing. This is where the pharmacies comes in. You have to go to the pharmacy, the legalized dispensary, and go buy their weed or herb or cannabis, whatever the correct
name. Cannabis.
Not weed?
No, and not dope either.
What's the difference between cannabis and dope? Oh, let's
it's
get you high.
A huge difference.
Let's get you high.
That's why you're not a stakeholder in the conversation, Mr. Newry.
Yeah, but it's weed. It's weed.
It's dope. Cannabis. See, it's weed when you're locking up poor black boys.
Yeah.
When you come into the Bahamas from the United States of America and you forgot that you had the substance in your bag, it's cannabis. But when it's poor black people, it's weed and it's dope.
My point is, you can't have no weed, dope, or cannabis on you when you traverse it.
That's why you're not a stakeholder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make sure everyone, what law is going to be proposed. Don't be saying, this is unfair. No, listen, it's what it is.
First of all, it's not fair. It's not fair because both parties played with the sentiments of the Bahamian people and suggested for as long as possible that there's a chance that they're going to completely decriminalize cannabis consumption for recreational use. And in fact, I'm sure one of their American brothers or sisters or cousins tapped him on the shoulder and say, I see you all playing with your people, but why? Because we're not going to let it happen. Put that aside. It is an act to establish an industry.
It could be a medical industry. You got to call the right word. There ain't industry we're trying to get.
No, sir. That's not what's happening. There are five licenses. You can get a license to cultivate. You can get a license to process that, which means you harvest it, you separate it.
All right, for the benefit of the medical field.
Listen, so you could get a license to, I think, research it.
All for the benefit of medical.
There's a license to export it. There's a license to transport it.
Again, for the medical. The medical is what ties all this in. You won't get the license to grow the weed unless you grow it for the medical people. And no one else you can sell it to. It got to go for the farmers.
Understand, it got to export. Because nobody is... How many?
I'm not sure how we do. There's no debate about exporting.
No, there is no... Export is one of the licenses. Who is making medicinal marijuana or medicinal cannabis products in the Bahamas? But, see, which company... Mm-hmm. is producing medicinal cannabis products for distribution through dispensaries in the Bahamas.
Nobody yet.
As far as I'm concerned, everybody will be exporting to a company that produces cannabis. And the creation of a law that allows pharmacies to dispense medicinal cannabis, I'm almost certain they will be importing medicinal products from established producers across the globe.
This text is asking, how does one get a license for medical
how does one get authorization to consume medicinal cannabis? Because
not to consume it. You got to be sick to consume it.
No, but you still have to get authorization to consume it.
But you got to be sick. If you ain't sick, you can't get authorization. Right? Am I wrong with that? Oh, so
you have to get a prescription.
You got to be sick first. Then you get a prescription.
You have to get a prescription.
After you be sick. If I'm healthy, can I get a prescription?
It's between you and your doctor.
You say doctor will lie?
I didn't say that.
Next thing you say, Bahamian doctors do abortions. They don't do that in the Bahamas. It's illegal. It's illegal.
That's right. Abortions are illegal, but terminations are not.
You and your semantics, you know. I don't like it when you talk semantics.
Why are you ascribing it to me? The law and its semantics.
Yeah.
The law and its semantics.
In any event, this cannabis, I still won't call it weed, is about medical. It's a medical issue. First, you got to be sick. Then you get prescription. Then you get your weed. The persons who are going to be growing it would be growing it to sell the weed to people who are producing medicine.
Yes.
If you are not doing that, you cannot be involved in this. If you're a Rasta, you can have couple quantity on you for worshiping, and you got to be worshiping in the temple. You can't be worshiping at home. You got to be a churchgoer.
How do they access? Where will they get the cannabis from for their sacrament?
I'm assuming that the priest will have the only authorization to grow it. You can't grow it at home.
I think this needs to go to the Constitution.
Let's go to. Can I take this one call in 2 minutes? This one caller? Okay, go ahead, caller. We can be quick. We have 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds. 30 seconds, caller.
Hello.
Go ahead, 30 seconds.
How y'all doing?
Good,
doing
thank well. You.
I can guarantee you, when this thing really passes, this marijuana, it could be just in the gaming industry. That license could be unaffordable for at least 98%. So you ain't got to worry about that. Back in the hands of the rich again. That's how they go.
Thank you.
You got to open your eyes, Damon.
Or
thank you very much,
open our hearts and start organizing so that you can take advantage of whatever policies the government is prepared to deploy.
We got to go, Aaron, but right now they said every Rasta is not a Bobo. So what about other Rasta man who is independent and who ain't belong to no camp?
I'm telling you,
they can't smoke no weed.
Listen, sir, this is a grand constitutional issue. I'm hoping that some constitutional lawyers step up.
There ain't no Rasta constitutional lawyers.
You'd be surprised.
Anyway.
You would be surprised, sir.
They would need a chance to learn other things. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful day.